Let's get right to the God Machine story, because we've got a picture posted on the coasttocoastam.com website. Tell us about this, the God Machine. What is this?
Well, it was the result of spirit, he called them revealments, experienced by a medium named Reverend John Murray Spear in the 1850s. He had been a Universalist minister, but when spiritualism caught on, around late, 1847, I think is when the Hyde sisters began the rapping and all that, he became very involved, so involved that he eventually left the Universalist Church to become a full-time spirit medium. Well, he claimed to be in touch with a group of spirits called the Band of the Electricizers, who were led by the spirit of Benjamin Franklin. And they were going to give humanity incredible new technologies that would raise us to a new level of existence. And the one they were going to do it through was Reverend Spear. So he convinced a few people to come with him, and they took up residence in a, well, they began working in a wooden shed behind a house on a hill in Lynn, Massachusetts. And for 9 months, John Murray Spear would experience these spirit revelations or revealments and get a new bit of information to add to this machine he was building, this robot, this sculpture that he was putting together. And it was very, very expensive. It was made of copper and zinc and magnets, all very carefully machined and all put together on a big dining room table. And John Murray Spear put on this outfit made of semi-precious stones and copper, and he went into a kind of an ecstasy and somehow infused it with life. And then a woman called the New Mary, after 9 months of building it, 9 months being the same amount, of course, as pregnancy,
right?
The New Mary lay down on the floor, apparently, and went through labor pains, and this brought the machine to life, according to John Murray Spear. Nobody else saw it, though. The thing was covered with these little steel balls, and according to one person who looked at it, it was put together the way you might decorate a Christmas tree. Very haphazard way, but it looked very good. No image exists of it, so those are the ideas of illustrators. And John Murray Spear was convinced that it was moving. He was convinced that it was alive. But the reason no one saw anything was it was just an infant. In fact, he called it the electrical infant. So the New Mary was supposed to take care of it like a baby, and they don't really go into that too much. I don't really know what kind of baby care you can give to a little robot thing. But he called it the new motive power. It was going to give us unlimited energy. And like I said, it was going to be the physical savior.
So he really thought it worked.
Oh yeah, he said it was alive. But like I said, no one else seemed to have seen it. In fact, a very famous medium from the time, Andrew Jackson Davis, he visited the shed, and he looked at it and he thought it was very nice, but he also thought that John Murray Spear had been the victim of spirits playing a trick. Anyway, it was eventually moved to Randolph, New York, which is a small town in upstate New York. I don't think it's very far from Buffalo. And according to Spear, a group of angry farmers broke into the shed where it was stored. They smashed it to pieces, and that was the last that was ever heard of the God Machine. Now, I asked the local historian to look into that, and she went through every newspaper of the period. She can't find any reference to a riot. She can't find any reference to a machine being destroyed. And she thinks that John Murray Spear made the story up. And I tend to agree. I think he probably sunk it in a lake or buried it somewhere in embarrassment.
Or somebody has it hidden away somewhere.
Well,
maybe.
If that's true, I would certainly like to see it.
I know you would. I mean, it kind of looks like the Time Machine from H.G. Wells' book.
Well, you see that big wheel in the front? That was supposed to be that there is a pretty detailed description of it. It had antennas coming up out of the top, and those were supposed to pull in like etheric energy, I think he called it, and that big wheel in front was going to act like a flywheel that would power anything that could be attached to it. It would provide unlimited power, as well as being sort of alive and sort of mechanical and sort of spiritual. John Murray Spear was quite a character.
I don't see a crank there.
Well, it maybe it doesn't reproduce too well in that small size, but it's there. It's a big flywheel in front. And he actually went on to preach free love, and I think he had a baby out of wedlock, which was just shocking at the time. But he was also a real reformer. He was against slavery, and he was for temperance. So he was an interesting character. He was a real product of the age, because that was the age of reform in America. You know, he wanted to reform prison conditions and do all these things, but he was so caught up in spiritualism, and I think he saw himself as a kind of a John the Baptist character who was going to be leading the world to this new level.
I mean, it is a bizarre apparatus.
It is, and the people who saw it said that the new machine isn't strong enough to turn a coffee grinder. So
it didn't work, huh?
It just didn't work.